A week ago, I returned from our annual Synod Assembly, where the theme this year was Holy Wisdom, Holy Word, the Word of God. We live in a time when congregations all over the place struggle to sustain themselves in their ministries in an increasingly unchurched culture. In fact, we had much discussion about that in our Synod Assembly, where there are many, many congregations who are struggling financially in terms of membership and looking for ways to renew, to strengthen, to revitalize their ministries. And so it was decided at the Synod Assembly that every congregation in our Synod needs to get back into the Bible, the Word of God, to build a strong foundation for the future by committing ourselves to the discipline of daily Bible reading. If we are not growing as disciples of Jesus ourselves, then how can we expect our church to grow? And so that's how we're going to begin, by getting into the Word. And our Synod is going to be launching a special project to encourage all of our members to be engaged in God's Word on a daily basis. So Walt Kallestad was pastor of the Community Church of Joy, a church out in Glendale, Arizona, for 38 years. When he started there in 1978, he found himself at a congregation that was really struggling. The relatively new congregation had never really been able to get things going. There were about 200 people on the rolls, and within 15 years or so, that congregation had grown to 10,000 members, with thousands of people at worship every weekend. So you would think that if there was a model of success, it ought to be Pastor Walt's. I mean, look at what he did, or look at what the Holy Spirit did through him. But when Pastor Walt had reached what looked like the pinnacle of success, like how could he go any farther, he became deeply dissatisfied with the direction in which he had been leading the congregation. In order to build up the congregation, to get more and more members, he did everything he could to open their doors to folks on the outside, to give people a well-polished, inspiring, exciting, enthusiastic worship experience. But after all of his success, he was called to re-examine his work after he suffered a heart attack, almost died. As the Lord brought him back to life, Walt realized this. And this is how Walt put it in his own words. Looking at his church, Walt wrote, "Our church was a great organization, but something was missing. We weren't accomplishing our mission, which was we weren't creating transformed, empowered disciples of Jesus. We put all of our energies into dispensing religious goods and services. But our people weren't touching our community around the church. If our church, with its sheer numbers of people, was populated with disciples, we would be feeding the hungry, building meaningful relationships with our neighbors, and transforming our community. But we were neither salt nor light. After pouring more than 25 years of my life into this church," Pastor Walt writes, "I knew we weren't developing disciples who were taking up their crosses to follow Jesus. We had produced consumers like Pac-Man, gobbling up religious experiences, navigating a maze, but going nowhere in particular." So following a sabbatical where Pastor Walt visited many congregations who were doing cutting-edge ministry in making disciples, Walt changed his whole philosophy of ministry. He repented of religious consumerism and vowed to rebuild the community Church of Joy as a community of disciples. based on three foundational principles: the Word of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, and the walk of Jesus. And so the Word of God became priority number one for his church, as it must be for every church. Everything God does, God accomplishes by the power of his word. From the very beginning, God spoke the whole universe into existence. God spoke his message to the prophets of old. And through Isaiah, God said this about his word. God says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God's word is never frustrated. God's word always accomplishes what God wants it to do. And so we need to trust the power of God's word and allow the word of God to do the work of God. But in order to do that, we need to open the word. While our Bibles sit unopened on our bookshelves or coffee tables, God's word can do nothing. But when we open our Bibles, when we begin to read and study and live the Word of God on a regular basis, then the life-changing power of the Holy Spirit is released through the Word. And the Holy Spirit then enables us to walk the walk of Jesus, to live as Jesus lived, to do what Jesus did. And as Jesus himself tells us in today's gospel lesson, to do even greater works than these. Now, can you imagine that? Can you believe it? Us not only doing what Jesus did, but doing greater works than these? I mean, you know, Jesus healed sick people. He forgave sinners. He even raised the dead to life. And we're supposed to do all that and even greater things? How are we ever going to pull that off? Well, fortunately, Jesus tells us in that same gospel that we just heard today. First of all, Jesus, the very first thing after he tells his disciples that they are going to do greater works than these, he tells us, "I will do whatever you ask of me in my name." And Jesus tells them that not just once, but twice, so that there is no misunderstanding. In other words, we are able to do what Jesus did because it is Jesus himself who will do it through us when we come to him in faith, when we act and pray in his name. Which means asking in faith and asking in alignment with what Jesus wants to do in us and through us. And Jesus promises that when we ask in this way, that it will happen. It'll happen in God's way, in God's time, and by God's power. But that's not all. In order to ensure that we will be able to work, to walk the walk of Jesus consistently, Jesus also promises his disciples and all of us here today, and Tanner especially, that his Father will send someone to come alongside us as we continue the walk of Jesus in the world. That someone is the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit who empowered Jesus to do what he did now will empower us to do the same. The Holy Spirit will keep us closely connected to Jesus by sustaining and deepening our faith through the power of God's word. Pastor Walt tells the story of John Wimber, now a gifted Christian musician and songwriter who was once a hardcore rock musician who lived the rock lifestyle of sex, drugs, and booze to the max. But when he became a Christian, he left all that behind. And he used his musical gifts to serve Christ. So, As John was first getting started in the church that he joined, as he was learning some of the songs and hymns of the church that he would be playing, John asked the preacher, "When do we get to do this stuff?" And the preacher says, "What do you mean?" He said, "All this stuff that we're singing about, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, telling the whole world about Jesus. When do we get to do it?" The pastor said, "Well, we don't actually do this stuff here in church. We let other people do it." And John said, "You mean I gave up sex and booze and drugs just to sing about this stuff? I want to do this stuff." And that is the voice of a new generation of believers. What matters is not what we sing about, but what we do with the good news about Jesus. Living as Jesus lived, doing what Jesus did to make a visible difference in the church, in the world, and in the church. So yes, it is time to open our Bibles and let the Holy Spirit, working through God's Word, take us to where God wants this church to be. Time to walk the walk of Jesus in our neighborhood and beyond, so that we can be the living presence of Christ in the world. Amen.